on the campaign trail today while insisting he will stay in the race amid Democratic calls for him to bow out. Sagar Magani reports.
The president sought to make his case at a news conference yesterday.
I'm in this to complete the job I started.
But even after a good showing,
he's in this really, difficult position where perfectly fine is not quite good enough.
St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says Democrats have put him in a no-win scenario.
Where it's really tough to say, well, what would actually put these concerns to rest?
Galdieri says it's easy for the electorate and elected officials to focus on the president's age and stumbles, while he will try to switch the emphasis to Donald Trump's policy ideas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rescuers in Nepal have suspended their search for 51 passengers who are missing after a landslide swept the buses in which they were traveling into a swollen river, authorities said. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Yugasar Raya Yadav was a passenger on a bus in Nepal's Chitwan district on Friday when a landslide hit, sending his and another vehicle into the swollen, fast-flowing river below.
All of a sudden, mud and debris started to come down. We jumped from the bus as it started veering off. I was at the front of the bus with five others, but only three of us were able to survive.
A search of the Trishuli River, some 53 miles west of Kathmandu, was suspended on Friday after efforts by hundreds of rescuers and more than two dozen divers yielded no signs of the buses or their missing passengers. A local official said the search would resume on Saturday.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Nepal is set for a new coalition government led by politician KP Sharma Ali after the more radical prime minister lost a parliamentary vote of confidence on Friday. This is VOA News. The German government says it won't be intimidated by Russian attempts to undermine the country's support of Ukraine.